Thank you, Mr. Quesada. You expressed a grave concern over racist hate speech, specifically as regards foreigners and Muslims. You had also indicated concerns over cases that are thrown out, such cases as may be relevant here. The French authorities are particularly mobilized to address matters of hate speech, and within the Ministry of Justice, there are efforts to repress hate speech. The law of 1881 on free speech strikes a balance, but this is addressed on a case-by-case basis when there might be an undermining of free speech, addressing the issue also of hate speech. I would like to say anew that that trials arise at the initiative of the prosecutor, but also civil society. When cases are thrown out, the plaintiffs have the possibility of appealing this before the appeals court, and the prosecutor that had brought the case also has the possibility of working with those that have considered themselves to be victims to bring a civil party to a prosecution so that the inquiry and prosecution can continue. These are some of the provisions that allow for a judicial response that is most effective as possible, with everyone being fully informed of the realities. This brings proportionality in the judicial response, balance, striking balance with free speech. This also is valid when it comes to hate speech, whether it's anti-Semitic or racist, and hate speech such as that which you mentioned. Hate speech that target artists or members of the LGBTI community. Perhaps you are referring to the cases opened in the margins of the opening ceremony of the Olympics, which showed France in all of its diversity. There are some cases underway as members of the government, and respecting the independence of the judiciary, we cannot speak to this matter. However, as was indicated, there have been inquiries opened, and they are underway.